tradition and learning. Traditional Chinese ideas flourished during the Han Dynasty. People returned to the teachings of Confucius. A renewed interest in learning led one Han scholar to record the early history of China. His efforts helped the people of China understand their past. Respect for learning. Han rulers found that during troubled times in the past, many people had lost respect for their traditions. As a way of bringing back this respect, rulers encouraged people to return to the teachings of Confucius. Rulers of the Han and later dynasties also required members of the civil service to be educated in Confucian teachings. The arts and scholarship flourished under the Han Dynasty. Expressive poetry reflected Chinese culture. Chinese scholars put together the first dictionary of the Chinese language. But the greatest advances happened in the field of history. A history of China. Until the time of the Han Dynasty, the Chinese people had little knowledge of their own history. They knew only myths that had been passed down from generation to generation. Often these stories were in conflict with one another. No one was sure exactly when the various Chinese rulers had lived or what each had accomplished. The scholar Sima Chen decided to solve the problem. Sima Chen spent his life writing a history of China from mythical times to the reign of Wu Di. Sima described his work. "I wish to examine all that encircles heaven and man. I want to probe the changes of the past and present." Sima Chen. Sima Chen's work, called Historical Records, is a major source of information about ancient China. Reading check. What problem did Sima Chen solve?